Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. This is an update on the effects of the coronavirus and the price of crude oil on our economic world. That's the headline. Ron Morrow comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to talk to you about the coronavirus and its effect on the stock market, but also crude oil. But let's go to coronavirus first. How much of an effect is that having on the stock market and the ups and downs that are taking place?
Basically, the coronavirus is fear and uncertainty. Jimmy, there was a game show some years ago where contestants were asked questions that could grow to $1 million in prize money. The contestants were given three options to find an answer, and one was to poll the audience. And the audience is much like the stock market. It's sometimes 100% right, and sometimes it overshoots or undershoots, and it drops to 95% right. An external shock like the coronavirus is likely to create overshoots and undershoots. So right now, the coronavirus is just causing some chaos.
Well, Ron, I do know that the price of crude oil, which is basically determined by OPEC, which is an association of oil-producing countries, and basically the major two would be Russia and Saudi Arabia, they're having some problems. Russia and Saudi Arabia really not agreeing on what they should do, produce more oil or cut down on the supply of oil. Is that a big game changer as it relates to the stock market as well, Ron?
It really is, Jimmy. This is an interesting but very dangerous game of who's in charge. Russia rejected OPEC's proposal to cut 1.5 million barrels per day of production. OPEC wanted to raise the oil price by cutting supply. So in response, Saudi Arabia not only cut its forward crude price to Chinese customers by $6 or $7, but it also reportedly is looking to raise its daily crude output by as many as 2 million barrels. The move by the Saudis is both a market share grab and a loud signal to Moscow that they are in charge.
Ron Morrow explaining the effects of the coronavirus and the price of crude oil on the stock markets of the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ron's report helps us to see better how the end-time scenario of Bible prophecy will come into play. Pestilence, which is pandemic disease, and a hit on the financial world will put the world in a place for someone to appear with a plan to solve these problems. My study of Bible prophecy indicates to me that person will be the Antichrist. This world is quickly moving into place to accept that world leader. Revelation chapter 13 is the most detailed passage of Scripture on how this scenario will unfold. May I suggest you take time to read Revelation 13 and study that passage and compare it to our world's situation today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...